T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A big night for the Rockets and the NBA, but specifically the Rockets. And nobody better to talk to right now than our guy joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 NBA insider. Our guy Ryan McDonough on the line is Ryan, and all insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. All right, a big night for the Rockets, Ryan. It's been a while since we've gotten to hear from you. We'll get to your sons here in a bit, but it's a big night for the Rockets. And what's your thought about this class this year versus last year's? The Rockets had the number two pick, and of course they came away with Jalen Green, and Cade Cunningham was at the top of that class. What is your thoughts about this class? Is this a better class than last year's?
No, I think last year's class will go down as one of the best in the last few decades in the NBA. I think if you look at the players to come out of last year's draft, Scottie Barnes was Rookie of the Year. I loved what Evan Mobley did in Cleveland. He would have been my choice, and I think he's going to be a phenomenal defensive player. In fact, I think Mobley's a guy who may win multiple Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's that good. And then Cade Cunningham was rock solid in Detroit. And down your way, Jalen Green got off to a slow start, and I really liked what I saw from him, especially late in the year. And you guys know how I feel about Green and his explosive scoring ability, and I think he's a guy that has a good chance to be among the league-leading scorers, if not the top scorer in the league someday. So as I look at this year's draft, guys, I know the Rockets are slotted number one. You know, and obviously, if you're number one, you can pick whoever you want, but I think it's relatively flat, and this is not just my own evaluation, but in terms of people I talk to around the league, that top four grouping of Chet Holmgren, Jabari Smith, Paolo Banchero, and Jaden Ivey, those four guys, teams value those guys differently. I think certain teams would take different guys in that mix at number one. So it certainly makes it interesting for Houston tonight. But I bring it up because Rockets fans, if you're in the top four, if you don't get number one pick, but you're in the top four, it's not the end of the world. You're probably very likely still to get a good player if you're one through four.
Ryan, you talked about last year's draft class here in Houston. They're obviously in the middle of a rebuild. You can call it phase two, year two. And then you just mentioned the top four prospects in this year's draft. If you're in Houston, you've watched them. Of the top four guys, which one best fits where Houston is and their supporting cast, if you will, on the roster right now?
Yeah, so I'll answer that two ways, Clint. The first is that if you're picking at the top of the draft, the first question you have to ask yourself is, if this guy we're drafting is better or has a chance to be better than anybody on our roster, what happens on the rest of the roster, or who currently is on the rest of the roster, should be somewhat irrelevant. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you draft, if you think Chet Holmgren or some of these guys in the draft, Paolo Banchero, Jaden Ivey, whoever it is, Jabari Smith, if they're going to be better than the guys on your current roster and you feel pretty good about that, you should take them and then make adjustments to the rest of your roster rather than the other way around. But generally speaking, I think the Rockets have a lot of young talent, especially in the backcourt, as you guys know, starting with Jalen Green. You know, we'll see going forward kind of how they value some of the young guys who have shown flashes, you know, like Kevin Porter Jr. You know, they were perimeter heavy last year other than Alperen Şengün in the draft, adding Josh Christopher as well. So ideally it would be a wing or a front court player. So of the top grouping guys, I think, Jalen Smith from Jaden Ivey from Purdue is probably the worst fit, you know, just due to the fact that they're somewhat duplicative in the shooting guard spot or combo guard spot with Jalen Smith on the roster. But I think with those other guys, I mean, Holmgren brings the shooting and spacing. He's a very interesting one because teams value him differently because of the body and that long spread out frame, but he's talented. So I think the best natural fits are Jabari Smith, the forward from Auburn, or Paolo Banchero, the forward from Duke. They're both different players, but I can see those guys slotting in very nicely with the young core that Houston already has in place.
Yep, Ryan McDonough here with us, joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. He is our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 NBA Insider. And you brought up a couple of those guys, and Chet in particular. Listen, it is hard for me to see how he's going to translate in terms of being a star. Like, I mean, when you're picking this high, if you get the number one pick or the number two pick, like, I think you're looking for somebody that can be, if not a program changer, at least somebody that you feel like is going to be there for 10 years, flirt with all stars. And it is hard for me to see that. Who is the comp? What is the best comp of what you think Chet Holmgren will be in the NBA?
That's a great question, Sho, and that's a really tough one because he's such a unique player. You know, obviously, I think the easy, lazy comp is Kevin Durant. I don't see that personally. I mean, Durant was historically, you know, good at Texas, as you guys know, especially with his shooting ability. But one of the reasons Holmgren's so hard to evaluate is because there really hasn't been a player like him. He's got a 7'5 plus wingspan. You know, he's got incredible shot blocking ability, averaged 3.5 blocks a game at Gonzaga in only about 27 minutes per night. So there's a lot to like. I think so much of Holmgren's evaluation, guys, for me, if I were in the Rockets front office or any front office evaluating Chet, would come down to your strength conditioning coach and your medical team, the team doctor, the team trainer, looking at his body, doing a biometric assessment. This is probably more up Clint's alley from a football perspective, but it's almost like getting with your strength coach and saying, what can we do with this? What can we do with this frame? What do you think you can get this guy to? Because he is unusually skinny, and as you guys know, in the NBA at the highest levels, you look at the best players, especially when you're talking about advancing in the playoffs and trying to win a championship. Some of those guys, and we just saw one in Milwaukee, you know, getting eliminated on Sunday. And Giannis, these guys are physical freaks. I mean, you talk Giannis, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, you know, some, I could go on and on. Just the physical dominance and power of these guys. So can Holmgren, and he's never going to be that. Kevin Durant is not that. Steph Curry is not that. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not comparing Chet Holmgren to those guys, but can you get his body to a passable level where he's just going to get not going to get knocked out physically? And then with the length and skill and uniqueness of the rest of the package, it's pretty intriguing. But I think that's a question that your medical team is better equipped to answer probably than the three of us are, just given how unusual Chet Holmgren's frame is.
All right, Ryan. Once again, man, we appreciate you joining us as you always do a great job. We'll see what happens with the Rockets. Hopefully they get the top pick, but hopefully they put themselves in position to add another young piece to this group because they could be something here in the next several years. Thanks again for joining us.
Anytime, guys.
All right, that was our Odyssey NBA Insider, Ryan McDonough. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. All right, the Chet thing, when they say Kevin Durant, let's just calm down here. None of that. And like that's interesting to say there is no comp. We've never seen anybody like him. I just can't get past it. Yes, Giannis put on a lot of weight, and Kevin Durant put on enough weight. I just can't. I can't see it.
Yeah, look, I don't. I'm not going to argue with the GM about what he sees, but I don't. That seems to be risky. Like I was going. I mean, we ran out of a little bit of time there, but I mean, I wanted to ask him: is that the hardest thing? In pro sports, I mean, you see a guy's body that you've got. You're taking a huge gamble on. You know, he can shoot it. You know he can rebound. You've seen him do it at the college level, but will his body and his weight and his structure
allow him to be able to do that
at this level? I mean, that seems like one hell of a role. Or he's got to be Dirk Nowitzki Or and Dirk was thicker than that too.
But Dirk won 195.
What was Dirk when he was that age? I wonder. Or you got to be Kevin Durant. I mean, he's not those guys.
Yeah.
It seems like a huge gamble. But hey, I mean,
we'll see what they do. We'll see. Hopefully, they get the top pick. We'll talk to Adam Spolane a little bit later on the 5 o'clock hour. Who'll be hosting? Him and Landry will be hosting our show tonight to get you ready for where the Rockets will be picking next year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.